tonight, the minority in Parliament.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Banding proceedings and storm out, trekking close to 3 kilometers to Iyoko, where they stage a dramatic sit down demanding the 50 million cedis bill slapped on Chairman Wontumi be slashed and his release secured without delay.
So all we're saying is that they should vary the bail condition, let the man seek medical treatment, and that's all. We only want audience. What is happening to Wontumi can happen to me today, tomorrow. It can happen to my respected senior here, tomorrow. My mother here. Enough is enough. We are not just going to walk away. Oh. We are not just going to walk away. We'll be here.
But where is Chairman Wontumi? The MPP now says his whereabouts remain unknown, with Iyoko now playing hide and seek with him.
We have asked of his whereabouts and they are unable to confirm. We've asked of the director. We have been told that the director general is not here. That is Rumondacha. His deputies are not here. Look, we demand that there should be fairness in all of this.
And what is the position of the majority in Parliament?
A decision of an institution can be challenged at the court if a security agency poses a bail condition that you feel that the bail condition is harsh. I do not think Parliament will have the authority to call for a review of that particular decision.
We have details, plus take you live to the Iyoko headquarters, where we understand just before we came in, the minority were still at the premises. We'll go for update on what exactly is happening and whether or not they will be there till midnight of today. Here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Well, tonight the minority in Parliament abandon proceedings and stop out of the house. They storm out of the house, trekking nearly 3 kilometers to the Economic and Organized Crime Office, Iyoko, where they stage a dramatic sit-down protest. Their demand that the 50 million cedis bill slapped on MPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Nchibosiako, popularly known as Chairman Wontumi, be reviewed downwards. Now, they also call for his immediate release. Earlier, while in Parliament, the minority described the bill conditions as excessively harsh and a tool being used by Iyoko to punish Chairman Wontumi. Meanwhile, leadership of the MPP and scores of supporters have also gathered at the IOCO office just before we came in. Members of the minority sat on the street vowing not to move until Chairman Wontumi is released. They later went to stand in front of the IOCO office and they're asking that Chairman Wontumi be released and his bail terms varied. My colleague Kwaku Asante has been embedded in all of this and he'll be joining us with update. But you know, a while ago, before we came into the studio, they had then moved from you know, sitting down on the road to standing at the barricade the police had erected right in front of the IOCO office. And you know, but we do know that in parliament the minority leader Alexander Afenyomaki raised concerns about the bail conditions imposed on Chairman Wontumi and the frustrations they've encountered trying to secure his release. But this is how it started.
Bail must not be used as a punishment. Mr. Speaker, there are two key conditions in my few years of practice in that area of the law, criminal law. The man must have a fixed place of abode and must assure that he will make himself available for any trial or any investigation. I must emphasize, because this is a house of record, he is unwell now and it's been 48 hours. Mr. Speaker, IOCO does not have a health facility. So they have transferred him to the NIB health facility. NIB has a small clinic, but Mr. Speaker, is that clinic able to give him the treatment he needs? Mr. Speaker, I must argue one more time that IOCO cannot arrogate the power of demanding justification at the inquiry level. You are doing investigation. The matter is not before a court for trial. And then you make the bail condition so onerous. It is clear that this is being used to punish him.
Well, so that's the minority leader, Alexander Afenyomaki, in there in parliament, even before they walked to the IOCO head office. But my colleague Kwaku Asante is joining me on the phone lines now. Kwaku, bring us up to speed as to the latest at where you are, the IOCO headquarters.
Well, as we see, the members of parliament have stood right in front of the IOCO building. They have not left. In fact, when they go here around 3 p.m., they take their seats on the floor. And they did have some conversation with some police officers that are stationed right there. Their demand was that they wanted to be the top brass of IOCO. We try and get an understanding of whether or not they intend to listen to them on their call to revise the bail conditions, because at the center of the minorities' protest is their call that a 50 million bail condition is unreasonable and must be revised so that Chairman Wontumi can meet them and go home. When they did raise this matter on the floor, the first deputy speaker, Bernard Ahiafo, who was presiding, did make the point that if the minority were pressed about a 50 million city bail condition, what they have to do and what is lawful is to go to a high court and have that bail revised or anything by the discretion of a judge, instead of seeking to use parliament to pressure state institutions from doing their job. This is the first deputy speaker who pressed the minority to rather go to court.
What then is expected of parliament? I believe this is a matter that can adequately be addressed by the judiciary. For me, if a decision of an institution can be challenged at the court, if a security agency poses a bail condition that you feel that the bail condition is harsh, I do not think Parliament will have the authority to call for a review of that particular decision. If a person is detained beyond the stipulated constitutional period, what you should do is very clear.
So now, Kweku, then the minority did what many say is unprecedented. They walked nearly 3 kilometers from parliament to IOCO. How did that happen?
Well, yes, the minority leader, before concluding his speech, did give the indication that they will not be part of any parliamentary business today, tomorrow, or any other day until Sebawuntumi's bill conditions have been revised. Once he finished the speech and the speaker replied him, all of them did get up and they walked out. They did walk out specifically right from the gates of Parliament House, walking straight to the Yoko head office where they continued to make their demand. A number of NPP MPs that I've been speaking to have been telling me what I think. The question I've been putting to them specifically was the request or the admonition that I've been given them by the first deputy speaker that they must go to court on this matter. They said, well, a protest is something that is also open to them, but they continued in their assistance that the bill condition that has been set was simply unreasonable.
We are mounting pressure on each and everyone who has decided to blatantly disregard the rule of law, to disregard due process. We are not against accountability. What we are against is the breaches. Is it persecution or prosecution? It's just worrisome, and we need to step up now. And that is why we have decided to walk from the chamber to Yoko, and we are not going to be part of the processes or proceedings until Sebawuntumi is released.
We are not against criminal investigations. We are against the processes that has been applied now. This is an upfront to our democracy, and we think it's important that we do this march, go to Yoko.
Bail conditions, as we have indicated, is outrageous. It doesn't accord to any level of reasonability.
This is politics. It's not law. It's politics. And that is why we have to draw the attention to it, that this is unacceptable. They are using the coercive power of the state in an attempt to intimidate political opponents.
Is that reasonable for an investigative body to insist that I need a property worth 50 million before I can grant him bail? Have you finished with the investigation? What's the purpose of asking for that money? That's why we are here, because the bail condition is unreasonable. It's so unreasonable.
Well, Kweku, then the whole thing about them deciding to sit on the road started. But you were there. Tell us about that particular moment when they decided we'll sit in the middle of the road.
When the NDP MPs arrived, they formed a line just about 5 meters in front of the Yoko office. They held hands, and the minority leader did try to speak to some lawyers and them. And then all I saw was that the minority chief with Frank Anadompre was actually MPs that actually take their seat on the floor. In fact, every single NPP MP who was here did take their seat on the floor, with the exception of the female MPs, including the deputy leader, Patricia Piaget, who was given a plastic chair to sit, obviously because of the straight dress he was wearing. All of them did take their seat. They had a seat on the floor. They sat there for a while. It was on the floor that we interviewed the minority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, who said they will continue to be here to resist what they call a president's rule, to demand that Sebawuntumi's bail condition be revised so that he can be freed.
They are better than CID headquarters. Those in charge must be professional. What is happening to Wound to Me can happen to me today, tomorrow. It can happen to my respected senior here, tomorrow. My mother here. Enough is enough. We are not just going to walk away. Oh. We are not just going to walk away. We'll be here. We'll be here.
Well, Kweku, so tell us about the MPP leadership. Are they also, we saw Nana B there, but apart from him, did you see anybody else, and what have they been telling you?
In the last 3 days that Sebawuntumi has been in the custody of Yoko, a host of top NPP leadership have been here, particularly led by the General Secretary Justin Kudia-Frimpong. Today he has not been here, but the national organizer, Henry Nabuachi, actually joined the members of parliament right from the stadium, and they walked to this place. When we spoke to him, he said, as of now, they do not even know the whereabouts of Sebawuntumi, and they continue to insist that Yoko must come front and center with them and explain to them where exactly Sebawuntumi is and his state as we speak.
We have asked of his whereabouts, and they are unable to confirm. We've asked of the director. We have been told that the director general is not here. That is Jomondacha. His deputies are not here. Look. We demand that there should be fairness in all of this. He was ambushed and he was picked up. I would say he's a kidnap. Now, we don't even know his whereabouts. We are here. The entire minority caucus walked from parliament, and then somebody here says that, oh, Wuntumi is not here. This is most unfortunate. Is this a certain political show of bravado? We are a nation of rules, laws. What is happening here? And I keep saying, President Mahama, what is happening here? President Mahama, what is happening in this country?
Well, Kweku, have you seen Chairman Wuntumi's lawyers, and have they been telling you anything, or have you been able to gather something from them?
Yes, initially I did speak to one of the members of Chairman Wuntumi's legal team, who told me that they are simply unable to meet the bail conditions that have been set by Yoko. Of course, it did indicate what we've all come to know, that already one person has actually stood up to stand as surety for Chairman Wuntumi, but they are unable to meet the rest of the bail conditions, including the 50 million part of this. But just when I was speaking to you, I've just seen the general secretary himself, he has just arrived here, who has come to join the members of parliament to drum home the demand for these bail conditions to be revised. But there's also a host of party supporters who are here, and others who just do not care about it. There are those who feel this is an avenue to make money. There are those who say that, in fact, they've been throwing money. One person telling James Aveji sometime that he did get 1,300 CD from some party officials who threw money at them. And there are those who say that the NPP must go and get the bail conditions, satisfy that, and get some money to me out, and stop, in his words, disturbing people who are trying to use these rules to go about their normal business.
So that's Kweku Asante there, who's been embedded in this all throughout. He is there with James Aveji. But there's been some reactions to this whole development. Lawyer Apiaje Tia says the demands of the minority is something for the judiciary to decide.
The person can go to court for the court to vary the bail conditions.
Right.
So this situation, I don't see why members of parliament should leave the presence of parliament where they are supposed to perform the business of parliament to make laws and to ensure that other functions that they're entitled to, for which they are paid, should be left hanging, and then they come to Yoko to ask for the release of somebody who is alleged to have committed an offense. I think it is not a very nice picture to see, and it doesn't speak well of our members of parliament in the opposition.
This is Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel, Connecting Energies. Let's now bring in the MPP's national organizer, Henry Nanabuachi. He's been there all throughout. Henry, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. You said earlier that you didn't know the whereabouts of Chairman Wuntumi. What do you know now about him?
Yes. When we walked from Parliament to the head office of Yoko, we spoke to one man who said that the Director General is unavailable. His deputies are unavailable. He cannot confirm where Chairman Wuntumi is now. Later on, he mentioned that he's been taken to the BNI clinic or so. In fact, all the things he was saying appeared to be disjointed. They were not giving us any proper information. And but I've said this yesterday, I spoke to you. I mean, this is most unfortunate. I mean, you invite somebody, he travels all the way from Kumasi to Accra. That person will not run away. The person cooperated with a particular investigative body, that is the CID. He reported the following day. And just when he was exiting, he was ambushed and picked up to Yoko. We were told that he was under interrogation. That is fine. As we speak, it's been 51 hours since his arrest. We are being told that they intend to grant him bail, obviously based on some conditions. We are of the view that the conditions are highly unreasonable, it's unreasonable, is repressive and most unfortunate. Clearly, you could see that it is just an agenda to put some impediment in the way so as Chairman Wuntumi will be unable to satisfy the bill condition.
But Henry, isn't 50 million something that you could get friends of the NPP or members of the NPP to stand sureties for him and get him out?
You see, the unfortunate thing is that even if you get these documents, then they tell you, we are going to Lands Commission to verify, we are going here for authentication, we are moving here to validate the authenticity of this document. Clearly, you could see that they are unwilling. And it is just to place this huge impediment in the way of Chairman Wuntumi's ability to fulfill the bill condition. That is why the New Patriotic Party, the leadership, we support the minority caucus. What has he done? He's not running away. Wuntumi is a known person. He's a known figure. He has properties here. He owns businesses here. He owns radio stations, TV stations. So where is he running to? If it is not a certain show of political bravado, yes, let's show this man where power lies. And I keep saying this. Look, all of these things, what is happening is with approval of the president.
No, but Henry, isn't...
The president was briefed yesterday at a security meeting, and he's aware of all of these things. But it's most unfortunate. I am not sure that is why many Ghanaians voted for him.
But what do you expect him to do when Iyoko is performing the duties that the law that set them up confers on them?
Well, we don't have a problem. We are talking about the processes. We are talking about the intention behind it. And anybody can read in between the lines that this is unfair. This is clearly unfair. It's unreasonable. That is why if you just consider all that has happened since Monday, I've just mentioned on your show, CID invites him. He went there peacefully. He was told to come again the following day. And just when he's exiting, he's ambushed and picked up. So you can see that all of these things are unreasonable, very, very unfair.
So you want the president to intervene?
No, what I'm saying is that he's the president. I'm not sure that what is going on is happy with. Now, minority says that they're not going to be part of parliamentary business. They have all walked right from parliament to the office of the Yoko. As I speak, we are here. Is that what the president wants?
Okay.
When things can be done in a different way?
All right. All right. Henry, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. He is the national organizer of the MPP. He says still they don't know where exactly Chairman Wuntumi is. Let's bring in Dr. Rashid Tanko Computer. He's NDC, the Deputy Director of Elections and IT. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, the MPP saying this is a show of bravado. The person is someone who is not difficult to get. He walked into CID. Wouldn't it be okay for Iyoko to consider and relook at the request by the MPP that take a look at the conditions again?
Let me say good evening to you and your cherished listeners. This, our government, is not their type. The kind of governance that Ghanaians went through under their regime, that is not what we are going to save the people of Ghana. We will make sure that the law works. The law is the law. We are in the era of the law is in the law. We should allow the security agencies to do their work. The fact that somebody, the national chairman of a party or national what and what of the party, doesn't stop the way from operating. Don't forget, Chairman Ampofo, he was the national chairman of the NDC. They bundled him to come and face justice throughout their regime. We didn't hit the route. Minority didn't go this kind of lawless thing that they are doing over there. Let's allow the law to work. Why is he trying to draw the president into this matter? What has the president got to do with this? Anything that they are doing, they want to draw in the president. It's the president who is controlling the security agencies to do their way.
under their regime. Is that what they are now telling us? They want us to now believe that Nanado was the one who was controlling the arrest of Chikata at when he was worshipping his god. You will follow him to church to arrest him. The current Attorney General, Ayini, they went to his house and bundled him out. This, we are going to go count the number of illegal arrests, bravado arrests that you did. We can write a novel of it.
So is this tit for tat?
That is not what we don't want to hear at all. We don't want to go that tangent at all. Our government is not there to say, because you did this, we are also coming to do that. No. That is why you see that as a political party, NDC, we don't want to interfere in this matter. But the fact that they want to draw the presidency into the matter, that is why as a party we are coming to do, because we want to protect the sanctity of the presidency. Nobody should undermine his authority.
But you've kept the man for more than 48 hours. Is that lawful?
They have given me a bail bond to pay. It's not that he's going to bring the 15 million Ghana cedis to them. They say bring documents, landed document properties. That is equivalent to that. And then get home. When this man, the gentleman who was implicated in the death of MPP chairman in Upper East region, you remember that Paul Afoko, younger
Afoko, yes. Gregory Afoko.
A court of competent jurisdiction gave me bail. How many years did he sleep behind him? Because a bail was given in court. They went and bought to certify the bail bond. Yet these people refuse to release him. So that one they don't see. That's why I always call them their hypocrites.
Okay. Do stay with me. Let me bring in the MP for Swami, lawyer John Dako. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us. Now, there are issues with Iyoko demanding for justification. Some of your colleague members of parliament have raised this. But are they not doing what the law says they should in terms of demanding for justification for a bail bond before they allow it to go through?
Well, I mean, I'm sure every lawyer will tell you that when bail conditions are made in such an onerous manner, effectively amounts to denial of vote, denial of bail. What is happening here, my brother, is that they are expecting someone to be still incarcerated, okay, to put together properties worth 50 million Ghana cedis. Now, these properties, once it's supposed to be justified, the bail condition says that it's supposed to be justified, you have to bring valuation of these properties. And people don't just value their homes and keep the valuation document. And so what it means is that you're going to have to put about 5 or 6 properties together, then value them. You have to get a value, then go and value them before you bring them to the Yoko. So Yoko now to make that determination that now the bridge is 50 million dollars. So clearly, for me, I feel that what Yoko is doing is a complete denial of the bill which he's entitled to, because they've made the conditions so onerous such that it cannot be achieved within the 48 hours as required by law.
Like, if that is the case, why not go to court to challenge it?
Well, I'm sure his lawyers are preparing to do that. What he are doing and what his lawyers will do are not mutually exclusive, are they? I believe that this is a peaceful protest. This is very peaceful manner of getting Ghanaians to know the violation of the rights of a Ghanaian. And my brother, who you interviewed earlier, says that he's surprised you are bringing in the president. Look, nobody wants to bring in the president into this, but this office, where I stand right now, forms part of the executive. It's either under the aegis it's probably under aegis. So all the ministers that are under the executive are controlled by the president. When good things happen here, the president will be glorified. When bad things happen here, the president will take the blame.
Okay.
And
all right.
So I don't understand why they find it difficult when you say that the president is the one who is in charge of this. If he calls his people to order, Chamawu will go home today. He's a Ghanaian citizen. If you believe he's done anything, well, yes, we are for accountability. And make sure you do all these things within the confines of the law. For me, as a timeline, the kind of onerous bail condition set amounts to denial of bail and is a violation of his rights as a Ghanaian citizen.
But when you say onerous, is it that the charge is not dependent on how much he's been accused of probably what the reason why he's been picked up?
No. I mean, you know, as lawyers, a lot of things happen in determining bail conditions. Mm. One of them, whether the person is a slight risk. Now, we know Chamawun to me. How can Chamawun to me?
But not based on the amount he's been accused of.
I'm saying that he takes a lot of things into consideration.
Mm.
One of them will be the amount. Another one is the nature of the person you're dealing with.
Okay.
Chamawun to me is a well-known person. And let's look at this. On Monday, the police CID invited him. He drove from Kumasi. He came. The police CID, after investigation, gave him bail. Okay? Because they knew that he wasn't a flight risk. And it was a bail they set aside the same day. So they left him and they asked him to come the following day. And he came the following day. So clearly, this is a person who has history of reporting when the security officials meet.
Okay, all right.
And so you don't put this onerous condition on him. Somebody you know is well known, somebody who is not a flight risk, somebody who is a man of means. At least, whatever you are thinking of, you know you can deal with it.
Okay, all right.
You don't put this onerous condition on him just so you incarcerate him. And this punishment should not be tolerated.
All right, I hear you. I'm grateful to you, John Darko. He is MP for Swami. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connect. And Energy's up next is Newsnight.